Las Vegas with lots of beautiful sunshine, and we are just happy that we can connect with you over the line. So enjoy the hour. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Donna. And to the few of you who might be just racked with worry and nervousness about the question, did Bill really think to push the record button for this? Actually, he did, but actually he did about, I'd say 1 minute ago. So so it's just fine. We're good. So this will be on the website for future downloading or listening, as you prefer. I'd like to invite each of us to say hi, all of us on the phone, and we will hear you. And if you're on the webcast, please just express your own hello and greeting and embrace of us, even though we won't be able to hear you verbally. And also those of you who tune in at a later time, just also know that in the expansive sense of time and space, we're all here at the same time in the same way. So I'm going to push the magic button and say hi. I ask all of us to say hi, everybody.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. That was so cool. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How wonderful. I am so thrilled. Again, I almost don't even want to get into talking about a topic, but what I'm really thrilled about for some reason is just our heart connection. I just there's such magic in the heart, and of course I guess that's part of what I'm going to talk about tonight. But I came up with this topic. Again, I kind of tune into us and kind of ask our souls individually and collectively what would be most meaningful. And here's what came up. This is an interesting topic. It's about five or six words. We're much more than we realize. And just kind of let that sink in. Each one of us is much, 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 much more than what we know, what we realize, what we're aware of, especially on a daily basis. So we're much more than we realize. So I'm just going to, as always, do words. I'm going to take whatever's here, whatever comes, however it comes, and just put it out in words. But as always, the words are sort of like that sprinkling of dust on the surface, if you will. It's the way of sort of speaking to our conscious minds, while the deeper message, the deeper wisdom, the deeper invitation, the deeper truth kind of generates from within your own soul and moves from your own core and center and spreads through you. And so, as always, I invite you to listen to my words or the words that come from and through me with one ear, but with your deeper ear, kind of listen to your own wisdom, listen to the you that is much more than what you realize. So here's how I'd like to start. Remember the saying that we humans use only about, I think it's like 3 to 5% of our brain power? I think, you know, most of us have heard that since our birth. Well, maybe not in the first few days of our birth, but you get what I'm talking about. So we use only about 3, 5, maybe at most 10% of brain power, mind power. And it's a fascinating thing. I think just about everybody I know would agree to that. Then with that, I started thinking, well, let me look up this quote that I read maybe, I bet, almost 10 years ago now in a book by Bill Bryson. And sure enough, if you were looking at me, you could see, oh, look, he's opening up that book. It's a book by Bill Bryson called A Short History of Nearly Everything. And this is 5 or 6 sentences. It goes like this. You may not feel outstandingly robust, but if you are an average-sized adult, you will contain within your modest frame no less than 7 × 10⁻¹⁰ power joules of potential energy, enough to explode with the force of 30 very large hydrogen bombs, assuming you knew how to liberate it and really wished to make a point. I thought that was cute. Everything has this kind of energy trapped within it. We're just not very good at getting it out. Even a uranium bomb, the most energetic thing we've produced yet, releases less than 1% of the energy it could release if only we were more cunning. So just think about that. So on the one hand, gee, we just use a itsy-bitsy bit of our brain power. We use an itsy bitsy bit of our energetic power. We maybe are much, much, much more than what we realize. And I'm just using those two examples just as part of a much bigger field of examples. I think we could explore every facet of our human experience, and we could find the same thing, that we're in touch with precious little of what I feel like I want to call our unbounded potential. So I'm going to talk about some of those potentials. I'm going to talk about the much more that we are here and ask you not to get wrapped up in the technical language of it, because, of course, I'm such a technical languager here, but to be in the spirit of it, to listen to, again, how the much more that you are is speaking to you, inviting you, resonating within you, vibrating in your being, as a way of asking you to come more alive, if you will. So we're in touch with just a little bit of this amazing potential. For example, the potential of our vast spirit. For example, the power of our imagination. For example, the force of our of every one of our chakras. For example, the depth, the huge depth of our soul. For example, the transformational power of our love. For example, the enormous healing capacities of our bodies. For example, we hardly ever think about, the magical nature of our auras. For example, the bigger dimensional wisdom of what we call our subconscious, unconscious mind. For example, the unveiled charisma of our very presence with a capital P. And to add one more, for example, the endless depth of our very being, the endless depth of our very being, and many, many, many other aspects of what I feel like calling this space, this amazing, remarkable space that we occupy and that we call human, our human space, our human self. So if we just put all those together, just sort of don't think about them each one individually, but just kind of let them all be there and listen to how our soul feeds those back to us. Listen to how our body takes those in and calls us to be aware of how they live in our being. Listen to, just for a minute, those chakras, if you will, those chakras that I called having such force, and just getting in touch with how they seem to have shown up right now and every other aspect in this amazing space. So here's my sense, and it's a sense that it could sound judgmental, but I don't mean it as that. I say it with great respect. My sense is that we as human beings, and I'll put us all together in that, are still very, very much in the infancy of our existence. Just in the infancy of our existence. And I must say, I used to say, you know, in the elementary school, and then I kind of went to preschool, and then I went to toddlerhood, and now I'm at infancy. And that's not a put-down of us as human beings, but it just, I think for me, as I've just expanded, deepened and come up with more and more of what we are, I think, oh my gosh, if I look at us as a human family, oh dear, we have so much more to discover about the endless qualities of our humanness. We've barely awakened, for example, to our divine nature, to the expansive quality of our gifts, to the bottomless mysteries of our depths, to the expansive potential of our heights, to the awesome magnitude of who we are, what we are. So whether we would agree it's infancy or not doesn't really matter. I think what matters is that, wow, we are so much more than what we realize. And so as we're just with that, I just want to share this. I have one more sense. You know, the first sense was, gee, maybe we're just barely starting. But the second sense is that And I think maybe it's more than a sense, come to think of it. I feel like it's a deep knowing, having hung out with many, many, maybe most of you for however long. Here's the knowing, the sense. You and I, individually and together, we're here to lead the way. We're here to set the higher bar. We're here to individually and together, to create a breakthrough into this bigger realm of self, this fuller richness, this beyond three-dimensional existence that is alive in and as our three-dimensional existence. We're here to be the leaders, if you will. And it's on the one hand an amazing, privileged position to be in, to have been chosen or sent, however we want to say it, here to take on humanness and all of its limitations, and then somehow be on a path. Many of us would call it a path of growth, or a path of expansion, or a path of deepening, or a path of freedom. But to be on a path that just moves us beyond those limitations, beyond those lesser definitions, beyond the feeling of being bound, and into a freer, bigger, grander space. So on the one hand, wow, what a privileged position. And on the other hand, and I don't mean this as a downer, wow, what a responsibility. What a calling. And the reason I'm using the word responsibility, I think, is because it takes a willingness, it takes a bravery, it takes an openness, a readiness, it takes a yes from the core of our being to say yes to this calling, to say yes to this, if I may use the word, this destiny, to say yes, I will, both in myself and as a presence on this earth, I will be the so much more than what we all realize. I will break through those barriers, like an airplane breaks through a sound barrier, a runner breaks through the barrier of the 4-minute mile. I will break through those barriers of consciousness, those barriers of some deep-seated belief that we're that small. And I'll dare to be in the bigger dimensionality of me. I'll dare to go into the huge depths of me, to walk through all the fears and the terrors and the angers and the alonenesses and the shames and the guilts and all that. And I'll dare to walk through those and find on the other side of those, down in the pit of my being, this amazing, amazing silence. This remarkable quantum emptiness and core and depth, this creative source of everything, and then I'll dare to sink into that and become that. Wow. That's frankly, I think, why I feel, and I really mean this, I feel so privileged to have found you, and to have found you in this moment, just for this hour, and vice versa, for you to have found me, and for us to have found us. I feel so honored to have been blessed to join with you, to support you in your own personal leaps into that bigger freedom. Freedom from smallness, narrowness, limitedness, and leaps into the fuller possibilities that actually, I believe, lay in wait in each and every one of us, each and every human being, just waiting to be discovered. Waiting to be discovered. Why? Because I know that you're every step forward, you're every deepening, you're every expansion, you're every letting go, you're every act of surrender, you're every experience of awakening and freedom. In all that, you're doing so, yes, very much for yourself. It's your freedom. But way beyond that, you're doing that as a gift to everyone else, past, present, future, who experiences this human dimension. You're doing it as that breakthrough, yes, for you, but for our human brothers and sisters. And what a joy for me just to join with you. What a calling, what a privileged position to be in. And again, yet, it says to each and every one of us, how willing are we all to be that, to show up to that, to take that leap. So here's, I think, what I'm saying. You and I, we're brothers, sisters. You and I, we're here. We're here to lead. To lead, some of us as visible leaders, others of us as invisible and unknown leaders, but none of that makes a difference. We're leaders. You and I, we're here to lead our fellow human travelers to their most unlimited, most vast, most profound, most infinite, most loving, most empowered, most light-filled, most divine-filled nature. Potential, possibilities, qualities, power. And to all of that, if I may, just make a grand bottom line exclamation to all of that and to you as that leader, I say, wow. 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 And if I may be a little dramatic, just look at yourself as that. Look at yourself, in a sense, bigger than life, having come here. And like we do at Halloween, we put on a costume, and here you are, this bigger-than-life being, having put on this smaller human costume, making believe that you're tiny or limited or afraid or trapped or whatever it may be. You fill in your own word for what that has been. And yet, on that path, at a level of soulful invitation to wake up, to wake up from that costume and from the spell of that costume, if you will, and recognize, quote, we're much more than what we realize, unquote. Much more than what we know. And then, again, saying yes to that, to start to take off the costume of smallness, the illusion of limitation, the spell, if I may use that word again, not technically, but figuratively, the spell of not being who we really, really are. And then to dare, not to put on the clothes of who we are, but to show up to and be and reclaim and open to and live in the full everything and nothing of who we are, and witness that, let that just be everything for us and for everyone else. So when we say, gee, we're much, much more than what we realize, what do we mean? So I just let myself open to that a little bit ago. What do we mean? And four different perspectives came to me, like four different ways of explaining what we mean, or four different angles of what we're much more mean just kind of appeared. And so I'm just going to mention the four, but I want to say a little something about each of them. And again, if you're kind of in your own space and your all-knowing, all-wise, depth, soul, truth is speaking to you, and it's important to ignore my words, please feel free to just ignore away and just be where the truth of you happens to be in this moment. So there are four angles, perspectives, orientations that came to me. One is the spiritual perspective. And the second is the energy perspective. And the third, interestingly, is a primal perspective. And the fourth is a very, very personal perspective. And if I may start with the spiritual perspective. So, we've all heard, I'm just going to rattle off a few statements, but please don't hear them as just a rattling. Just hear them for their deepest meaning, what they mean in you. We've all heard, quote, we are divine. We are divine. We are beings of light, or we are 99.9% light. We are filled with grace. We are endless potential. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are infinite. We are eternal. we are one. These are just sayings that just popped into my memory. I'm putting them out because these are truths, if you will. They're not just nice theories. They're nice theories, too. But these nice theories really resonate. And in some way, some mystical, magical way, they express the deepest, fullest truth of our being. So think about that. We are divine. We are light. We are grace. We are every potential that ever was, is, could be. We are fully spiritual beings, meaning everything that is spirit and spiritual is us, having and living and celebrating that spiritual magnitude in a human experience. We are infinite, that all of infinity. It's not just out there while we're little grains of sand here on the beach of life. All of that infinity is in every grain of sand that we are. And on and on. So we're all of that. And best of all of that is here. It's alive. It's well in you, in me. It's in here, you, me, ourselves, our bodies, our beings, our presences, our space, waiting to be discovered. And so, yes, we've come as these giant beings. These magnificent spiritual presences. And we put on temporarily these clothes of limitation. But we brought with us, even in the middle of what's inside these pretend clothes, we brought with us that infinity, that divinity, that everything spiritual. And it's all there, as we know, waiting to be discovered. Waiting to come alive and come alive in our experience, waiting to be lived fully, not just in some vision of what it's like out there in the multi-dimensional sphere, if you will, but in our own three-dimensional self and world. This is who we are. We're much more than what we realize. We are all that is God. In ways that are not heretical to say, but in ways that allow us to embrace the quote, created in the image and likeness of God, that was expressed in so many ways in that book of Genesis, as if from the very beginning of that Hebrew tradition, or Judeo-Christian tradition, or Judeo-Christian Muslim tradition, that Western tradition, as if right from the very start it wanted to be made clear, we are infinitely divine beings. Everything that is God, Goddess, is here. It's magically, mystically, inexplicably us. How amazing is that? And even more, how amazing it is to have the courage, to have the self-awareness, to have the wisdom and truth, to know that, to embrace that, to leap into that, to own that, to become that, to be that. So, in this spiritual perspective, together, individually, let's search our own depths right now. Where is that? Where is that in you, in me? Search our own heights now. Open to the miracle levels of our very own person. Find, where is that God, Goddess, living here? In your core, in your soul, in your heart, in your being, in your body, in your space, in your aura, or wherever. Where is that for you? Where is all that light that we are beings of light and 99.9% light and space? Where is that right now? Not just waiting to be discovered, but if we're discovering it now, where is that? What is that in this very moment? As if that God nature of you, the God self of you, the light of you, the infinity of you, the grace of you, the the oneness of you, the magnitude of all potential in you is here leaping up, jumping up, like not yelling at you, but celebratingly roaring to you, perhaps. I'm here. And I'm you. And yes, we pretended that I'm not. We pretended that you're separate, that you're lost. But hey, here we are. Here we are, much, much more than what we realize. Feel free, please, to stay with that. I'm about to shift to the second of these four perspectives. But if you want to just stay there, that's just fine. So the second perspective that came to me, and I don't know why, I just found it really interesting, is energy. Energy. And, of course, if we go back to Bill Bryson's words about we all have the same energy as 30 very large hydrogen bombs, that's a lot of energy, I mean, if you think about that. But anyway, if we go back to that and just look at ourselves as energied beings, look at ourselves as a vast, limitless energy field where energy just moves all sorts of ways. It moves magnetically through your internal energy field. It moves powerfully through every chakra. It moves through your brain and your nervous system and your organs in a certain way. And it just, you're a vast, vast field of energy. And if we go back to Bill Bryson's words, we could conclude that the only limitation to that energy is perhaps some, probably subconscious, as opposed to conscious, belief or sense that, ooh, maybe I don't have a right to exercise that full energy. Maybe it's important to stay small and only have a certain amount of that energy. As I was jotting some notes down about all of this, I had this memory. It's a memory I have not had for probably a couple decades, but back in the mid-1970s, I took a job in Michigan as a director of a community mental health center, and so I was the administrative director, the clinical supervisor, and I would meet once a week with the psychiatrist who was the psychiatric director, clinical psychiatric director of that plus a few other programs. And I met every Friday at lunch. We'd have lunch together. And he was an amazing, amazing person. He's probably deceased long ago now at this point, I'm guessing. But he was alive. He was energetically alive. He was excited. He was interested. He was happy to be involved. Everything he touched, he brought like a full presence to. And at that point in my life, I had a lot of hiding presence. I was still playing it very safe and trying to be self-protective and all the rest. You know how it goes. And here was this guy who showed up to every case I would present him, every issue with the organization that I was directing. And it's not just that I had his total attention, but he was, his whole self was there. His energy was there. His commitment was there. And I remember in an informal way, probably not even using these words, but I kind of wound up making him a bit of a model for me. I kind of said, gee, I want to be something like him when I grow up. And then somewhere in that I decided, you know, gee, maybe it's time to grow up. I know, it's a spooky thought. Don't go there. It's really not worth it. No, that's not what I wanted to say. And I found what a great model he was because I noticed myself starting to come alive. So that's just an example. Think of it maybe this way. Every chakra, we've got, according to some people, 7 of them. Other people, 9, 11. Other people, endless chakras, whatever way you want to visualize it or not. Every chakra in you, from head to toe, is like an entire rich mine shaft, M-I-N-E, mine shaft, of priceless energy. Every chakra has a unique kind of energy. And that energy is endless. It's bottomless. It's limitless. It's vast. It's got as much power as, you got it, 30 very large hydrogen bombs. So, for example, if we just take, I'm just going to pick a couple of chakras. Take your heart chakra, your heart energy field. It's filled with boundless love. It's got an enormous capacity for compassion. I mean, not just a feeling of compassion, but deep, deep, deep compassion. Passion with and for something else. It's got, it houses an enormous possibility of forgiveness, intimacy, oneness, healing, nurturing, encouragement, non-judgment, and probably 50, 80, 100 other words that are about love unleashed. Love, boundless, limitless, and just going forth. And maybe you've had one of those sort of peak experiences in life where all of a sudden your heart just opened and this unbridled love, unchecked love, just jumped right out and did something in a way that maybe even shocked you and took you aback. But it just gave you a little hint of, wow, what's in here? And when we say, for example, I can't forgive somebody, it's not that we can't forgive. We all know that. It's that we just don't, for whatever reason, and the reasons here aren't important, simply because we don't give ourselves permission to tap into, to go into the depths of, to drink in the richness of, to be personally transformed by that forgiveness within. And then, of course, to move it outside. Everything in your heart, my heart, our heart, like put all of our hearts together here. Suppose there are just somewhere over 100 of us, and just image all these hearts. Oh, my God, not just the power of love, but the beauty of love, the sensitivity of love, the feeling of love, the juice of love, and all the forms that can take. We could transform the world, move mountains, as the Christian saying goes, with all that love. And then just to take it from another angle, we just take our focus down to our solar plexus, that kind of energy field sort of in our stomach area, if you will, in that place under the heart, which is, as I experience it, the deep internal home of feelings, our deepest feelings of emotion, of sensitivity, of intuition, of instinct, of connectedness to everything. And to me, at that solar plexus level, it's where we experience everything that's around. We experience it energetically. But we experience our emotional, energetic feeling of oneness with everything. Solar plexus-ly, if I may make that an adverb, we are and can be everything. We're one with everything. We feel everything. And we're it. We're that big. Our energy is that huge. And of course, for so many of us, we feel threatened by, imposed upon by, hurt by, victimized by, or whatever, by other people's energies or pain. When in truth, we've got so much, just from a solar plexus perspective, so much resource of 30 large hydrogen bomb type energies that we could take the pain of anybody else, even if they're putting it into our space, and literally transform it in a nanosecond. Should we be 100% connected to the power of our energy? So again, just before I shift from this energy perspective, wow, wow, we are so much more than what we realize, And if we just let ourselves, for this moment, be that energy, and know that as this divine being that we are, we came to this earth not just to swim in the energies of a three-dimensional field, and yes, very much that, but masterfully, divinely, spiritually, powerfully, with full presence, to live those energies fully, express them fully, and be them fully. What a privileged way of being the leader that breaks through the limitations of self-protection and the way we hide. And again, if you need to stay there, please feel free. I'm going to shift to the third of these perspectives right now, what I somehow have come to label the primal perspective. So let's just take a brief but hopefully insightful look at our body. And I've felt, and some of you have heard me say it, that our body is kind of our personalized earth. You know, so if we think of what I want to call the amazing power of this earth on which we are, I mean, picture its magical electromagnetic core right at the center, way down, miles upon miles upon miles beyond what we can even imagine, at the center of it, this vast core that produces and sends forth almost with shockwaves through its internal being, that this electromagnetic resonance that moves out and beyond and into the atmosphere and out into the solar system, this magnetic field that is the equivalent of our aura. And know that our body does the exact same thing. So think of that electromagnetic core. Think of how the power of this earth moves into its lava creating movement, and then moves on to a capacity at its outer edges to create life, millions, billions, trillions of kinds of life, and to create the food that nurtures that life, continues that life, to create the love that enhances that life, to create the power that gives fullness to that life. This is the planet we live on. Your body is that for you. Your body is this amazing electromagnetic field, an electromagnetic powerhouse of what I feel in the moment like calling a vital, creative life force. It's a powerhouse of the enormous, energy-rich vibrancy, power. It houses, it supports a huge energetic resource for your aliveness, my aliveness, our aliveness. This body of yours is able to produce endless healing and regeneration. And it's always ready, ever willing to unleash all those powers, all those gifts into your body, into your energy field, into your whole self, into everything. Can you, like, maybe feel that in your body right now? This body is an amazing untapped resource. And yes, we get sick and we get symptoms and we get illness and we get diseases. And yet in this body, in a self-contained way, because everything that is the spiritual richness, the energetic richness of life is in here, is the ultimate capacity to be powerfully self-healing. And again, self-generative and life-creating in ways that go way, way, way beyond almost anything we've seen or know about. And I know for me, I'm just every 4 years or so, I'm just spellbound by the Olympic athletes that have called themselves to the mastery of their bodies in whatever way their bodies produce, not just an aliveness and a power, but take that in a direction that hones a particular set of muscle skills and performance skills and expression skills, and then to do the amazing things that a body can do. And yet I feel like even that is but the bare beginnings of what an amazing body we happen to have. And I want to, in the interest of time, shift to the fourth of these perspectives. Again, perspectives on we're much more than what we realize. It's interesting. I felt like calling this the personal perspective. So join with me if you feel like it, and let's put all of the above together, the spiritual, the energetic, the primal. And again, I've just picked four. There are a million, but let's put all those together and look at them all as aspects of you. Look at them as you. So here's a little philosophical question that I'm not looking for a super answer to. Why do we become a person? Or, if you will, why do we appear to become a person, an individual self, a unique form, if you will? I think, you know, there are lots and lots of reasons, but one that just jumps out at me is this: so that all the magnificence and the wonder and the awe and the mystery of infinity and of divinity and of earth and of light and of love and of creation and everything, so that the magnificence, etc., of all of that can be localized in, alive in, experienced in, and brought to life in you and me, in a way that it can be personally witnessed. Somehow I feel like creation calls for a witness, calls for itself to witness itself, and in that witnessing is somehow the completion and the fullness of that creation, in the celebration of it, in the flowingness and the fullness of it, is somehow the enlightenment of creation itself, if you will. And you and I are that witness. Maybe, among many other reasons, maybe we become or appear to become a person so that we can be and have the privilege of being that witness, a witness of unbounded everything and unbounded nothing, and all that goes in between that, in a space called you, so that you can celebrate, and I can celebrate, and we can celebrate all of creation and beyond, and then magnify it beyond ourselves, back into creation, as that witness, that experiencer, that celebrator, and that voice piece of creation itself. And I feel like this is why we're so much more than what we've known ourselves to be. So here's an invitation, just as I'm moving toward the end of these words. Let's be as real with ourselves as possible. Let's ask ourselves the question, something like, gee, if I'm not being in the fullness of this unlimited me, or unlimited life, or unlimited space, why not? Why not? And in answering that, please, let's not get psychoanalytic about it. Let's not go back to, oh, it's because of this and this and this. But instead, let's bypass that, because that's kind of ancient history and it really no longer matters. Instead, let's kind of get invitational. Let's maybe invite ourselves to what I want to call that leadership role, where we lead ourselves and we lead our precious human family. Let's maybe invite ourselves to that leap, that breakthrough, that fuller embrace of who we are, sort of beyond the self-protection or beyond the things we call fear. Let's maybe invite ourselves right now to be the much more that we truly are and maybe have forgotten about. Each of us, of course, in our own way, with our own approach, with our own style of embrace, with our very own unique beingness, and our own power. The power that we brought with us when we birthed ourselves into this amazing dimension of miraculous possibilities. So what do you think? Are we much, much more am I much more, are you much more than what we realize? I feel like I am. I feel like I've been blessed to realize a big bundle of that. But if we're all in our infancy, I feel like maybe I've hit toddlerhood. And I don't know, those are just labels, but I feel like there's so much more. And I feel like the reason that this focus presented itself for us in this hour is so we could just let the invitation of that, the truth of that, the wisdom of that, but especially the inspiration of that, just float through our nervous system, just move through our energetic resonance, just vibrate through our spirit, our light field, and just again, just to kind of lift us in this moment into itself, without us really having to do much at all, but just perhaps let the lifting happen. And I thank you so much. Please feel free to stay right with that if you'd like. I'm going to shift our focus a bit in just a half a minute to our sharing. Up till now, I've been the voice through which some of what seems to have wanted to be said can be said, and I want to shift it to any one of us, frankly, who feels like the spirit of this might want to speak through you and from you into us, so that your voice can be the next part, if you will, of our inspiration. So let me kind of bring my left brain on gear here and invite myself to how to do this. This is fascinating. Come on, left brain, you can do this. Ah, I got it. Okay, so if you're on the phone and you want to say something, all you need to do is to, on your phone pad, press *2, and that will give me on my little control panel here a little indication that you want to speak. And if you are on the webcast and you want to express something, then please, by all means, you've got that adorable little box there, and you can write in there whatever you'd like, and I think there's maybe a send button that you can push. So while we're here, I'm just going to read a couple things that are here on the webcast. One is one that says a gazillion alohas, and another from Sue, hello from Corpus Christi. Wonderful. And then from Wendy. Wow, I so love the slides, Donna, and I so love, oh, look at that, the guy who is talking. Yeah, who is that guy? In summary, I adore you both. Such beautiful words. I love these divine calls. Thank you so very much. That is so precious. Thank you. Okay, and then I am going to, now that my left brain is so here, I'm going to find a few hands up on my screen. And so I do believe the first one would be JS. It's area code 847, and you happen to be online. Hi.
Well, hi. Hello, everyone.
It is JS. Hello.
Now, and we'll be here at some later point. I'm looking at all of this as an adventure. It's going to be so fun expanding into a bigger me. You know, rather than look at it as, oh, I'm small. it's going to be fun.
Oh, wow.
It's just, I don't know, the thrill of the discovery and the sharing of it with other people, the gifts that you find in yourself, and everything else. I just so look forward to the adventure. Thank you.
Oh, wow. JS, thank you. Those words melt my heart. They just really penetrate deeply. Thank you. Absolutely beautiful and inspiring. So thank you so much. And we have area code 760, And let me undo that. I think you are on. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Bill. This is Terry from Encinitas.
Oh, Terry, hello.
Hi, Bill. I can't tell you what a joy this call has been. It's been amazing.
Oh.
And your words have just been incredibly, well, first of all, energizing.
Sure. Which is good.
And just incredibly, I just feel like that there's so much support right now in the universe for all of us to do this, to take this next leap or step of expansion. And it was interesting, toward the end when you were talking, I had this experience today where I was doing something, and I was all of a sudden I had this thought, and I recognized that I was coming from this place of smallness.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked I really stepped back, and I said to myself, wow, you're really expressing this smallness in what you're doing.
Wow.
And it was really pretty amazing. Because as I did that, I really felt like this is really a wonderful choice I have not to continue to do this, because
wow.
I have. It was really amazing. And then when you were talking about it on the talk, it was just beautiful. So anyway, thank you so much for this amazing, wonderful, beautiful call.
Bet.
And I love you.
Oh, Terry, you are so precious. Thank you. I love you, too. And thank you for that sharing, and just that the very insight of just noticing, just when we notice, whoops, playing small or whatever it may be, it just even that has its sort of wake-up call wrapped up in it. So thank you for that. That was really touching.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
And hi to Donna, too.
Yay. Hi, Donna.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, Carrie. And we've got one more call here from area code 703. And there, I clicked the right button. Hi.
Hi, Bill. This is Carol.
It's Carol. I thought it might be you. Carol, hi.
Hi. I had to raise my hand.
Excellent.
And you know what? I've been playing so small, it kind of blows my mind, and pretty much believing it, maybe even still believing it at this moment, despite a lifetime of being trained and even experiencing otherwise. But I love what you said tonight, and I'm raise my hand and saying this out loud because I want to put myself on the spot.
yes.
And you know, if I'm going to err. You know, if I'm going to make a mistake, how much better is it to make a mistake and go big?
Oh, you
wow. Know? You know, I mean, since I don't necessarily believe, I've been believing the wrong thing. And even if it's wrong, I'm not saying you're wrong, but even if I'm about to make a mistake.
Yes.
Isn't that a way better mistake to make?
Oh,
I
wow.
Mean,
yes. Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know how it's going to look different, but when I start to shrink, which I've been doing big time, I'm just going to choose, by the grace of God and by your good words and energies, rethink that one right away and just go big, even if I don't necessarily know what I'm doing in the moment.
Yes, wow. Carol, I cannot tell you not just how much your words touch me, but how powerfully important I think they are. I mean, what a great piece of wisdom. Like, yeah, if I'm going to go down, then I might as well go down going for the truth of the bigness of me and of life. And I just love that. Thank you. That really gives it a whole perspective that just touches deeply. So thank you much. Uh-huh.
Yeah, thank you. All right, will this replay go up very soon? Pretty soon?
Say that again?
Warrants listening. Well, I think this one warrants like a double dose, and I just wondered how soon the replay goes up.
Oh, it usually goes up the next day. So,
cool.
But I know Deborah is out of town at the moment, but she usually does it from out of town, so probably the replay goes up tomorrow.
thank you. I love you too, and thank you.
Oh, thank you, Carol. Bye bye. And I just want to be, I know we're just right at our time here, but I want to read a just wonderful, wonderful little message from Rocio. Gracias con todo mi corazón. Thank you with all my heart. And I think that is just the most beautiful message to leave us with. Rocio, thank you so much for that just beautiful blessing on all of us in and through this wonderful hour. So, wow, I feel like we are absolutely ready. I'm wanting to thank you. You can tell my left brain is a little slow here today. Our next time together happens to be June the 9th. It's the second Thursday of June. I will look so forward to it. Thank you for an absolutely sensational, beautiful, heart-filled time together. I love you. I wish all of you and all of us a most beautiful summer. And I think, to me, summer symbolically and energetically on the earth is this time of, like, spring is the birth and summer is the fullness. And in the spirit of our whole time here together, may summer witness in you your own fullness. And so with that, I would like to click another button, invite us to, in our own way, say goodbye, but it really means goodbye. And same as Rocio's words, we just hold you in our heart, love you for this next month, and look forward to the next month together. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
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 Awesome.